Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul with Torah Life Ministries. Thank you for listening today. We are continuing with our devotional series called Suffer Well. And I thank you all for listening, whether it's on the radio or on the internet. And my website is Torah Life Ministries. And Torah is the foundation of all scripture. It means Yahweh's instructions or God's will for our life. And unlike what the church is teaching, that the Torah or the law is done away with, I would differ with that, and I would suggest that the Bible says that it is stronger than ever. To have something strong, you need a good foundation, and if you want a strong relationship with Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, you need a good foundation in the understanding of our Creator, which is found in the Torah. You understand when Yeshua and all the people in the New Testament were reading Scripture, and when it says in Timothy, all Scripture is profitable for man, there was no such thing as a New Testament. They were all reading from the Torah, and that's what we need to read from. In this devotional, I'm going to take scriptures from the Torah and also from the Renewed Covenant to just assure you of our Creator's peace for what He has for us, and that He created us, and the peace that He should give us, a peace that surpasses any closeness to a human understanding we could ever come to what He says. So I'm going to read the scripture this morning, the devotional, and then we're going to get into the teaching. So it says, greater measure. He brought me out into a spacious place. He rescued me because He delighted in me. And that is Psalms 18:9. And I'll read it here in the New Living Testament. He led me to a place of safety. He rescued me because He delights in me. Yes, everyone that's listening, our Creator delights in us. And we might think, why would He delight in us? But He does. He does. And we continue to read. It says in Jeremiah 1 verse 5, it says, I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. Before you were born, I set you apart and appointed you as my prophet to the nations. Jeremiah 1 verse 5. And think about that. Every hair on the head He knows. So in reading the devotional, it says, I must verbalize this cry of my heart, this thing that burns within me. I will not let go dominant. I need this record of it. As I have sought your face, it has been with the understanding that all things are in your hands. The timing, the journey, and the end result. Everything is in your hands. My cry to you, Father, is that I might see your hands. What do they look like? When I am touched, are they your hands that touch me? As I step over into finding you, how will I know I have found? Is there an event or revelation? Is the process of seeking the actual finding? I still desire more, Father, which leads me to believe that there is so much more. There is so much more, Father, isn't there? I must confess that peace that surpasses understanding. Philippians 4:7, and it says in Philippians 4:7, then you will experience Yahweh's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Yeshua, Messiah. Is not what I feel, is it even a feeling, Father, or is it a state of being, or is it both? Father, I know I cannot strive for these things with impatience and worry. I know there is a proper pattern to finding you when I seek. At least I believe I know. There are moments when I fight for the peace and joy. There are moments I praise and worship even while in great pain. I believe I have figured out the difference between striving and obedience. I know that all that I am or even will be depend on finding you. Would you grant me permission to go into a deeper place with you? I am now asking you, Father, Would you open more doors in your garden of love and acceptance? I know I cannot receive unless I ask. And then we look at Luke, chapter 11, verse 10. For everyone who asks receives, and everyone who seeks finds, and everyone who knocks the door, it will be opened. So I ask and I remind that, and I'm reminded that all the promises of the Mighty One in Him, Yeshua, are yes, and in Him, so be it, the glory of the Almighty through us. 2 Corinthians 1:20 said, for all Yahweh's promises have been fulfilled in Yeshua with a resounding yes. And through Yeshua, our amen, which means yes, ascending to Yahweh in His glory. And all His promises are yes and amen. Hallelujah. Finishing up the devotional, it says, and I know that you are already pleased with me, and you see me through your Son's resurrection. But I am not pleased with myself, Father. I do not condemn myself, but I know I must seek until I find. I am not seeking to earn your love. You have protected your love to me. I know there is more of you. So I am seeking to find more. My obedience in this brings me power, Father. It is the power that I seek you now. Please, Father, come to me in greater measure. And when I read this to you, I remind you that this devotional series was written by a man in jail who I know. He's sitting in a prison cell writing these, going through a really tough time, separated from his family, not knowing what his future will be, taking a man away from his wife and children. This man in distress will seeking the Father. And that's what makes this Suffer Well devotional series so much more powerful, in my opinion. And I remind you of what it says here in the scriptures in Proverbs, which is another word for wisdom. Proverbs 31, verse 8 says, speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves. Assure justice for those being crushed. And we look at what our Creator does, and it says in Psalms, Yahweh directs the steps of the godly. He delights in every detail of their lives. Every detail of our life. He formed us in the womb. He knew every hair on our head. He created us with a passion and a plan for a future and a hope. Psalms 41:1 says, oh, the joys of those who are kind to the poor. Yahweh rescues them when they are in trouble. We will face trials. We will hit peaks and valleys in our lives. And I know many of you are going through it right now. And I want to remind you this morning that He's there with us. We're not alone. We're not alone. Remember that. My closest friends have went through things I can't even imagine going through. And then I hear stories about people going through things that are unthinkable. And you think, how do they do it? How do they do it? And they have one thing in common, and that is Yeshua. And that's how they get through it. Isaiah 41:11 says, see, all your angry enemies lie there confused and humiliated. Anyone that oppresses you will die and come to nothing. We must take the side of our Creator always. Always. We have a choice which side we want to choose. We must choose the side of our Creator. That's the side we must choose. And how do we know we're choosing it? Because there's a spiritual battle going on daily, and we have to make that choice. But there's the understanding and the truth of how we know what side it is. And that depends on our thought pattern and our actions. If we have anything in our lives that's not of Yahweh, we are not seeking Him. Rejection, hatred, violence, jealousy or envy, condemnation, shame, pride, guilt, lying, lust, greed, covetousness, revenge, retaliation, or slander, a critical spirit or fear of man or terror, unforgiveness, unmerciful self-pity, gossip, and self-centeredness. These things are not of Yahweh. We are not choosing Him when we look at those things. But we look at the things that are of Yahweh. And then we know we're seeking Him and we're in a good place with Him. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, virtue, purity, wisdom, justice, honesty, fairness, sincerity, knowledge, understanding, grace, mercy, excellence, forgiveness, compassion, devotion, and truth. You see, the fruits of the Spirit isn't how big your house is or what a nice car you have or how much money's in the bank. The fruits of the Spirit are no matter what situation you're in life, no matter how much you get oppressed in life, no matter how many people come against you in life, you can maintain these things of Yahweh and always choose His side. That's the fruit that we need to seek. That's it right there. It says in Psalms 118, 5 and 6, in my distress I prayed to Yahweh, and Yahweh answered me, and He set me free. Yahweh is for me so that I will have no fear. What can a mere person do to me? One of my favorite Psalms, Psalm 34. I sought Yahweh, and He answered me. This poor man cried, and He answered me. Call out to Him. He's there with us, waiting for us. Just like we call our friend when we're in need, Yahweh is our greatest friend, and we have a friend in Him. Indeed, we do. Psalms 139, 15, and 16 says, You watched me as I was being formed in utter seclusion, as I was woven together in the darkness of the womb. You saw me before I was born. Every day my life recorded is in Your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day has passed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And when we think about this, we think about what He says. Know the plans I have for you. They are for good and not disaster, to give you a future and give you a hope. For He takes no pleasure in the death of the wicked. He only wants us to change from our wicked ways so we could have life. And what life? That eternal life, that eternity with Him. That's what we're all here for. It's to make an investment. And that investment isn't how big our house can be. That investment isn't how much money we have in the bank. That investment is our eternal life and where we're going for eternity. You see, people that don't know Yahweh, they fear death because they know it's an end. But people that fear Him and people that love Him know that this is just the beginning. And an investment for a greater place to come, to be sitting with Him in eternity. It says in Isaiah 49, verse 1, listen to me in all your distant lands. Pay attention, you who are far away. Yahweh called me before my birth from within my womb. He called me by name. And we can all say that. He called each and every one of us. And everything in nature and everything in this world is created by Him. And He has His plan, and we are a big part of His plan. Isaiah 49, verse 5 says, And now Yahweh speaks, and the one who has formed me in my mother's womb is to be His servant, who commissioned me to bring Israel back to Him. Yahweh was honored. Yahweh has honored me, and my God has given me strength. And that's what He'll do. He'll give you that strength, that peace, to make that investment for eternity. That peace amongst the chaos of this world. Isaiah 26, 3 says, You will keep me in perfect peace. All who entrust in You, all whose thoughts are fixed on You. And I ask you today, where are your thoughts fixed on? What are you thinking about? What fills your mind all day long? Is your tongue filled with psalms and hymns? And are you singing praises to Him? Are you spending your nights and your days in prayer to Him and speaking to Him as He's your best friend there with you all the time? Or are you singing secular songs and cursing and talking about things that are not of Him? What are your eyes looking at? Are they looking at scripture? Or are they looking at things that they shouldn't be seeing? What are your thoughts fixed on? I remind you again, Isaiah 26, verse 3. You will keep in perfect peace all who trust in You, whose thoughts are fixed on You. Where is your trust? And I say it again. People put their trust in their money, in their house, in their cars. We need to put our trust in Yahweh. For with Him we have everything. That's what we have to understand. John chapter 14, verse 27 says, I am leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give you is a gift the world cannot give. So don't be troubled or afraid. And I tell that to you all today, no matter what's going on in your life, that gift is available to all of us. We must remember, he is everything. The world cannot give us that gift. We are nothing without him. Nothing without him. The Bible says in John 15, verses 4 and 5, remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. And as I told you earlier, the world thinks fruit is what you have in terms of objects and things. But the real fruit is the choosing him and his peace, love, and joy, and patience, and kindness, and all those things we discussed. John 5, verses 19 says, so Yeshua explained, I tell you the truth, the Son can do nothing by himself. He does only what he sees the Father doing. Whatever the Father does, the Son also does. John 1, 3 says, Yahweh created everything through him, and nothing was created except through him. Jeremiah 10, 23 says, I know Yahweh, that the way of man is not in himself, that it is not in man who walks to direct his steps. We can do nothing without our Creator. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through him who strengthens us. Deuteronomy 31:8 says, it is Yahweh who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed. Genesis 1:27 says God created man in his own image. The image of Yahweh, he created him. Male and female, he created them. And I remind you today, it says in Matthew 4:4, as Yeshua said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of Yahweh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Matthew 6:33 says, but seek first the kingdom of Yahweh and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Galatians 6:3, for anyone who thinks he is something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. We are nothing without Yeshua. We are everything with him. We are everything with him. Nothing means anything without him. To secure that place in eternity with him is the investment we're making as we're here seeking him. Philippians 2:13 says, for it is Yahweh who works in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. May his pleasure be done in our lives, and may we be blessed by that. So we store up those treasures in heaven, and not just seeking what's here on earth. Storing those treasures up in heaven. That's what we have to do. Matthew 6:19-20 says, do not store up for yourself treasure on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal, but store up your treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in or steal. I tell you the truth, besides my children, probably one of the most important things in my house, if my house was on fire and I had to grab something out of the house, after my children, I'm probably grabbing my Bible next. Because I have all my notes and everything in there. We need to cherish the words of our Creator. Matthew 19:21 says, Yeshua answered, if you want to be perfect, go and sell your possessions and give to the poor all you have and treasures in heaven, then will come and follow me. Luke 12:19-21 says, and I say to myself, you have plenty of gain laid up for many years. Take life easy, drink, and be merry. But Yahweh said to him, you fool, that very night your life will be demanded from you. Then who will get you who have prepared what you have prepared yourself? This is how it will be with whomever stores up things for themselves, but not rich towards Yahweh. We must understand the difference between these things and store our treasure in heaven. Luke 12:33 says, sell your possessions and give to the poor. Provide purses for yourselves that will not wear out. a treasure in heaven that will never fail, where no thief carries near nor no moth destroys. We must make that investment of our eternal place in heaven. We must do it. In Luke 18:22, when Yeshua heard this, he said to him, "You still lack one thing. Sell everything you have and give to the poor. You will have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me." Do we get the point I'm making here? Do we understand when you look at people and what they worry and fear over? Are they fearing over securing their place in eternity? Or are they fearing over their investments? Are they fearing over their money? Luke 14, verse 33 says, "So therefore, any one of you who does not renounce all that he has cannot be my disciples." How many of us want to be his disciples? We need to serve Yeshua. That's what we need to do. And we need to imitate him. And we need to imitate him and be able to serve others and have those fruits that we spoke about. Remember, people in this world try to get, and their greed. Greed is not of Yahweh. Yeshua was to give. That's what he decided to give. Acts 20, verse 35, "In everything I did, I showed you that the kind of hard work must help the weak, remembering that the words of Yahweh himself said, 'It is more blessed to give than to receive.'" Proverbs 19, 17 says, "Whoever is kind to the poor lends to Yahweh, and he will reward them for what they have done." Matthew 6, 33 again, "Seek his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you." And Hebrews 6, 10 says, "For Yahweh is not unjust. He will not forget how hard you have worked for him, and how you have shown your love to him by caring for others, believers, as you still do." These are the scriptures that we need to hold dear to our hearts. And we need to remember. We need to remember these things. Colossians 1, verse 3 says, "If you be risen in Yeshua, seek those things which are above, where Yeshua sits to the right hand of Yahweh, securing our place for eternity." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 8, verse 9 says, "For you know that the grace of Yahweh is Yeshua Messiah, and though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that through his poverty you might become rich." Ephesians 2, 10 says, "For we are his workmanship, created in Yeshua Messiah for good works, which Yahweh prepared beforehand, that we should walk in them." 1 Corinthians 3, 8, "Now he that planted, he water, and are one, and every man shall receive his reward according to his own labor." And then Wisdom 13, 7, "One person pretends to be rich, yet has nothing. The other pretends poor, yet he gains wealth." We must secure our place and make that investment in eternity. And we must do these things. And that's how we obtain this perfect peace within him. And we get this peace with him. Remember what it says in Romans 12, 2. Remember this: do not be conformed to this world. And the way to do that is transform your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of Yahweh, what is good and acceptable and perfect. And how do we know the will of Yahweh? It's right there in his Torah. We read his Torah, the foundation of all scripture, which I was explaining to you. It's the foundation of everything. He shows us his will. It is good and perfect and for us. "Know the plans I have for you, they are for good and not disaster, to give us a future and give you a hope." So many of us could look at our earthly possessions and our earthly problems and the things that are going here in our lives and complain, worry, and fear. But we understand that everything is Yeshua, and Yeshua is everything to us. We have him. We need nothing else. Nothing else. For with him, we have everything we need. This is why a person with no money and no friends or anyone could walk singing praises on his tongue. And then there are rich people in mansions with a lot of friends and a lot of money, and they're confused and distressed. The Bible says you will not be dismayed to hold dear to Yeshua and secure that place in eternity. We're only here for a short time, folks. Eternity is forever. Are you ready to make that investment and secure your place with him forever and ever? Well, understand the importance of what the Torah is teaching us, the guidelines and instructions. Stop listening to the church that tells you it's done away with. No, it's not done away with. It's a tutor for our lives. We must be confident in knowing what the scriptures say about our lives and knowing what we want. We must be confident in knowing all that. It says in Job 31:24, if I have made gold my trust or called fine gold my confidence. Proverbs 11:28, those who trust in their riches will fall, but the righteous will thrive like a green leaf. Hebrews 13:5-6 says, keep your lives free from the love of money and be confident with all that you have, because Yahweh has said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. So we will say with confidence, Yahweh is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's the heart we need. That's what we need to think. Do not put confidence in man. Have confidence in Yeshua. John, 1 John 2:3 says, and by this we know that we have come to know him, if we keep his commandments. What? If we keep his commandments. That's what the scriptures say. That's what it says. That's his Torah. And that's what I'm telling you, with confidence. With confidence. With confidence. 1 John 4:16 and 18 says, if anyone acknowledges that Yeshua is the son of Yahweh, Yahweh lives in them and they in Yahweh. And so we know that and rely on the love Yahweh has for us. Yahweh is love. Whoever loves, whoever lives in love, lives in Yahweh. And in Yahweh, in them. This is how love is made complete among us, so that we have confidence in the day of judgment. In this world, we are like Yeshua. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears has not made perfect in love. We need to love Yahweh. That's what we need to do. That is the devotional this morning. May you find that peace of Yahweh today and always in Yeshua's name. Thank you for listening. You can hear more on my website, TorahLifeMinistries.org, and you can support us there as well. You can also go to the Patreon page, patreon.com/TorahLifeMinistries. I thank you all for listening this morning. May Yahweh be with you this day and always. And remember, his Torah, the first five books of the Bible, is the foundation of all scripture. Have a blessed day, everybody. The peace of Yahweh be with you. Shalom, shalom. Come
out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 3341. And thank you for your prayers and generous support.
Hi, I'm Lorna Moody, a licensed realtor with RE/MAX of Stewart. I have a passion for helping people, and I'm determined to help all my clients in all aspects of their transactions. I specialize in first-time buyers, and I'm a certified military relocation professional. If you're in the market to purchase vacant land for investment or future development, I would love to be your realtor of choice. So, for all your real estate needs within the Palm Beaches and the Treasure Coast, I can be reached at 772-872-2102.
Pastor Terry Owen would like to personally invite you to visit Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. If you are seeking a miracle from God, come to Real Life Church. Sunday morning, Wednesday evening, Real Life Church, where miracles happen every day.
I'm Rick Addison, pastor of The Grace Place. Our summer sermon series is entitled Resilient. Only God can give you the resilience to rebound when life knocks you down. Join us for worship Saturday, 6 p.m., Sunday, 9 and 11 a.m., or online at thegraceplace.com/watch. We're located at 1550 Salerno Road, Stewart, Florida. Call us at 772-287-6388. At The Grace Place, we celebrate God's grace every day.